course is marked. There are judges posted. Some of the sharp turns. This is a place we stood and watched them come down this hill, make the sharp turn. There's a judge there. If you get too far off course, he's got a little flag. He raises that flag so people know someone's messed up. He writes down a number. That person's disqualified. They keep running the race. They don't know until they finish. Sorry, you messed up. All right, and that, of course, makes me think of Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. We have to stay on the path. If we get off the path, then we're disqualified. Second lesson that I thought of is that we have to train our bodies and train our soul just like runners have to train and compete. Throughout the season, they added more miles, they worked more hills, they ran sprints faster on Tuesdays and things like that to prepare. And we, obviously, as Christians, have to prepare ourselves continually. Hebrews 5, 11 through 14. We have much to say about this, but it is hard to explain because you are slow to learn. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. As Christians, we have to constantly train. We have to research the word. We have to study. We have to do everything we can to make sure that we know how to stay on the path. And that's our job. Now, cross country is a team sport. The team won the state championship. Our top individual, I think, maybe was fifth. The girl who won the race was almost 2 minutes ahead of the second place finisher. But her team did not win because it takes a group of people to finish in the right places. And they emphasize through the season running as a pack, staying together, making sure that other people don't squeeze into our group, that type of thing. Wednesday night, when Art was teaching, one of the things he emphasized, and I won't go through the whole passage, but he spent some time on 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 through 31, where it talked about the parts of the body. I'm referring to the body of the congregation of the church. And one of the statements that Art made that stuck with me, he said, if there is one weak member, we must all work together to help build them up. We as a group have to work together, just like a team has to work to help each other out. Now, the other key thing is, of course, is that we are all individuals. And in the sport of cross country, you have to complete this course without aid. As a matter of fact, back when I was doing the athletic training and I covered these types of events, I knew that if I touched a person on the course, they were automatically disqualified. If they slip and fall, you have to wait and see if they can continue. If you go over and help them in any way, if you help them up to their feet, if you hand them water, they're immediately disqualified in that particular event. And we as Christians, Philippians 2 and 12, have to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. On the judgment day, I'm not going to stand there with the membership of Smart Road. I'm not going to be able to blame my situation on anyone else. So it's an individual requirement that we stay on the path and that we complete the task before us to be Christians. Now, one of the key things that I think helps in the success of the team was belief, to have faith, to think of what they could accomplish. And Jerry's talk this morning, I think, ties in real well with this, so we can remember what he had to say. But one of the key things I remember that the week before, and I had a couple runners in class, and all week long they were convinced that they were going to win the state championship. Even though they had only won two regular meets all season, they were convinced they were going to win. The week before to qualify to state, they came in second, had their biggest loss of the season. But they had been so convinced, their coach had done so good convincing them of things, that the other team, the team that beat you at sectionals, they'd peak too early. They're going to fall apart, which at the time I was thinking, she's crazy. You know, she's, what does she know? They ended up finishing fifth, so I guess she knew something. But, you know, they went out to eat the night before, and, oh, well, this is the table where we sat the last time they won in 2001. You know, everything that happened, the team just felt for sure they were going to win. They believed. They had that faith. And again, Jerry talked about faith this morning, and I think of Psalms chapter 18, the 18th Psalm, beginning in verse 28. You, O Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield for all who take refuge in him. For who is God besides the Lord, and who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes me my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to stand on the heights. He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. You give me your shield of victory, and your right hand sustains me. You stoop down to make me great. You broaden the path beneath me so that my ankles do not turn. I pursued my enemies and overtook them. I did not turn back till they were destroyed. I crushed them so they could not rise. They fell beneath my feet. You armed me with strength for battle. You made my adversaries bow at my feet. You made my enemies turn their backs in flight, and I destroyed my foes. If we have strength in God, God will help us to accomplish any task we want. But we have to believe that. We have to accept that God's going to do that for us, and he will make us strong. And if we don't have that faith, if we don't have that belief, then that's not going to get accomplished. Now, of course, the key thing is, at this race, at this course, you've got all these people running around and watching. But when the race was over and the announcement is made as far as who is winning, there's lots of people that were excited, lots of people jumping, parents jumping around, friends jumping around, everybody's excited. But the people who were the most excited were the seven people that ran the course. There were 10 girls that were on the varsity, and up to the race, all 10 of them warmed up and were prepared. The alternates had to be ready, just that someone could sprain an ankle in warm-ups. Okay, so they had to get ready. One of them had to get taped. They all had their uniforms on. But the race starts, seven people ran. And I don't think those three alternates were quite as excited when it was all said and done as the seven who actually competed. I don't think the coaches were quite as excited. I know the parents were thrilled, but I think those seven girls were a little bit more excited. And when it's all said and done, as we started out with what Paul was saying in 1 Corinthians, everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. All runners run the race, but only one gets the prize. If you don't run the race, you're not going to get the prize. And I think hell is full of people who decided not to enter the race to salvation. Those are people who never bothered to obey, as Jerry also spoke on this morning, and didn't do what they were supposed to do. So as we offer the invitation, number one, if you have not entered the race, if you have not believed and obeyed and been baptized, then you need to do that. On the other hand, if you've been a member, if you've joined Christ's body, and for some reason have fallen away, you're like maybe one of the athletes that over the course of the year got injured, needed some help, needed to do some rehab, then if there's some way that we as a body can help you, then also please come forward as we stand and sing the invitation song.